Welcome to another Stock Market Media Group CEO interview. As part of a series to keep investors informed, we invite executives to tell their company's story. So sit back, listen in, and let's meet today's guest.
Thanks for joining us for another Stock Market Media Group CEO interview. We'd like to welcome in today's guest. He is the CEO of Spiral Toys. It is a tech company that trades on the OTCQB. It trades under the ticker symbol STOY, and his name is Mark Myers. Mark, thanks for joining us today.
It's a pleasure to be on the show. Thanks.
It's our pleasure to have you, Mark, and we'll just jump right on in. We've got a lot to cover today. So first and foremost, you have a pretty diverse background with lots of experience at some pretty sizable companies. So if you could, tell us a little bit about your background and sort of how that background has prepared you and brought you to today and allowed you to start Spiral Toys.
Sure. I originally came from the video game business. I worked for several companies through my career. Most namely, I worked for Sony Computer Entertainment and Disney Interactive. My last position at Disney was the head of product development. It really kind of put me in a spot to actually build really great, solid kids entertainment. But not only that, but build a very strong organization. When I started Disney, on the product development side of our business, there was a little more than 20 people. And over the years while I was there, we grew the organization almost up into almost 650 people during that time, which kind of really gave me a large breadth of all kinds of different types of products across many different platforms. Roughly around 3 or 4 years ago, I decided to, with all of the kind of new development and new products and new entertainment that was coming into the mobile application space, I decided to kind of venture off and start my own business. And that's really kind of where I've been focusing my efforts over the last 3 years and really building a solid team around me and Spiral to take advantage of an ever-changing kind of market dynamic.
Okay, Mark, well, you guys work in the mobile connectivity industry. One, are you guys a tech company, an app company, a toy company? And how do you make this dynamic work as you fit into the industry you belong?
Sure. What we started as a company is we really focused on emerging technologies. The technologies that we merge on, is just imagine that all the different tethers that can come out of a phone, either it's tooth low energy, Bluetooth, near field communication, which is becoming a really kind of emerging space with Apple Pay coming out this year and continual development in that space. We take all those tethers, we create really unique experiences around this for the consumers. But then where we go a step further. We bring some really great partners on board so that when we go to market, we look like a Disney. We go there and we'll do large marketing campaigns, have products going into mass retail, and then we become an app company and creating properties around the technologies that we created. We're not a licensee. In other words, we don't just create a technology and go and license it. Because in the space that we're in, being a technology moves so quickly, technology can be marginalized really easily. So what we focus on is taking a technical innovation and creating our own brand and property around it, licensing that brand and property to a partner, and then really trying to take full advantage of a customer on the digital side of the business through in-app sales or continual brand development and brand extensions. So really, we use our technology to really move our company forward, but we don't necessarily just do it just to license it. We do it to build our own brands.
Okay, great. Well, Mark, if you could, tell us about the technologies. You guys have some pretty special technology there that you're working with at Spiral Toys. So bring us up to speed on the technologies and how you guys are making it work in your industry.
Sure. So the first technology that we got very focused on, and this was kind of a this is a little bit of setting the tone of what Spiral has done and what Spiral continues to do. We really got behind of technology roughly around 2 years ago, which is Bluetooth Low Energy. Now, Bluetooth Low Energy, everybody just thinks it's Bluetooth, but actually the only thing that makes them similar is the name itself. Bluetooth Low Energy is the same technology that's used in the Nike Fuel Band, the Nest thermostats, kind of what I would consider to be small data transmission devices. So I'm sending some data over to a thermostat to set the temperature, or I'm getting my heart rate off of a Fitband. What we've done is we got behind that technology a long time ago, way before customer adoption was there. We developed some real proprietary technologies to expand the data bandwidth that can be passed across that protocol. And we, of course, IP'd all of that technology innovation that we made. But what's interesting is today, that technology is almost in 90% of all cell phone devices today, between Android and Apple. And what we're able to do today is we bring in a product to market like nobody else in the industry. And we're able to do this because we got behind the investment so far previous before the adoption was there. So what we do is we kind of predict the adoption rate in the mobile devices, and then we bring entertainment experiences to that. And we're launching a property right now that we have a national TV campaign that has already started in April. We're going to mass retail in July. And we have a really exciting campaign that's come around Cloud Pets. And this really is because we got behind the technology way before it made almost feasible sense. So we're probably 2 years down the road where anybody else could catch up with us. Now what we do is now we're looking at the next big thing and the next big emergence of a new technology platform, and getting adoption earlier than everybody else, and then bringing new entertainment experiences around it, establishing brands, and creating a real, true entertainment experience around that technology. So that's kind of our strategy and what we were able to do with Bluetooth Low Energy. Now we're focusing on a few other technologies that are going to be, which one of them is near field, which the iPhone 6 for Apple is the first device that Apple's ever created that has near field technology. So we're actually already investing behind that because, you know, 18 to 24 months from now, that will be a primary technology that will be used for a lot of the type of experiences that we'll be bringing to market.
Okay, great. Well, let's discuss those products that you will be bringing to market at Spiral Toys. First, Mark, Cloud Pets appears to be your signature line, which, of course, highlights the technology that you just spoke of. So could you tell us a little bit about the toys, the Cloud Pets, and then the concept behind them and how that technology actually will work in the toy?
It's a very interesting technology. And what we've done is we've gone out and we create our own kind of Bluetooth low energy platform. We did our own hardware development, software, firmware development for what goes inside of a toy. And then we create our own app libraries that go around all of that technology. That technology today gives us the ability to do two things. There's no one else in the market in any toy industry that's able to hit our price. So we're bringing a product to market at $39.99. The next closest product, roughly, is anywhere from $69 to $79. And that includes the big boys like Mattel, who's bringing a Wi-Fi connected Barbie doll to the market this year. Now, we are not a preschool child toy company. What we did is we created a line of different plush toys, and what we can do is we can message the child from anywhere in the world. So dad can be traveling to anywhere, can send a message, goes into the child's toy. Child can actually record a message and send it back to dad. But we go a step further. What really we want to do with this, and this is kind of the message with Spiral, is the toy is our Trojan horse. And what we're doing is that one of the most difficult things to do in the app space is, number one, acquire customers, and number two, monetize customers. So what we did is we actually use all of our retail partners, the products that are in retail, the marketing that's going on a daily basis, on all of the different, children's networks, Nickelodeon, Disney, XD, Cartoon Network. And we're actually, every time we see one of those commercials run, we see a large amount of app downloads. So we're actually using our partners to acquire customers to download our apps. And an acquired customer has got a high valuation on it. You know, we're talking $3 to $4 per customer. So then after that, what we do is we create a social network around a child. So the child gets the toy, and then he invites grandma, grandpa, mom, dad, and everybody else. And what we're able to do, which is very difficult to do, and me coming from Disney, you know this very well, one of the most difficult things to do in the app space is monetize the younger generation. They're one of the highest usage groups, iTunes, of the App Store. They're one of the highest usage groups of iPads and iPhones. They're very hard to monetize. So what we're able to do is we're able to monetize the parents and the grandparents and the aunts and uncles and the friends around the child to make them buy content for the child. Have interactive experience of grandma and the child playing tic-tac-toe back and forth. We did all this, and it all started with a technical innovation into a toy to acquire that customer group. So what we feel is that although our revenues and our business is very solid on the toy side of business, very solid, we have great revenues, great profit margins, the real magic is going to come into this is what we can do with those customers after we acquire them. And that really is how we want to build our business, because the multiples for an app company or a software company are much higher than a toy company. But yet the toy company gives us the core fundamentals of a great, solid business. But we still get the moonshot of an app company, and we have a great business model in how we acquire customers. And just think about this. Instead of spending $2 or $3 to acquire a customer, we actually have a negative acquisition cost because we get monetized every time that we acquire a customer because they bought a toy. So it gives us a really unique model, and obviously we want to take that model and now replicate it over and over and over and continue to build the business.
Well, now, having said that, how has the market reacted to Cloud Pets?
We launched mid-April this year on television. Last year, we ran a test. Well, let's take a step backwards. A year ago in June, we ran a test. We ran four commercials, and we sold through nearly over 2,000 units just running four commercials. So that kind of gives you the average sale. We were probably in the $4 to $5 in revenue per dollar of advertising that was spent. Now, so the response in the test was very strong. Now, we've been running this for about since mid-April, so we're looking now, we're approaching a little over 8 weeks, and the response is also very high. It's been every week that has gone by, the revenue per dollar spent in advertising has only increased. We're seeing some great response from retail. In other words, a lot of interest on all of your retailers I don't want to list names, but you can expect who they would be, are all very excited to get Cloud Pets into the store as soon as possible and into the holidays. But we really, we haven't, it's until we get into retail, which is going to come here in July, we'll really get to see how it's doing. But, summer is a little bit of a tricky time for toys. If you do well in summer, you're going to do well in holiday. But we're excited to see kind of what July and August brings us. But so far, we're pretty excited. We have run a few store tests. We have sold through a lot of units in those store tests and have replenished those units on a very accelerated schedule. So our expectations is retail will go very well.
Okay, and with those expectations, you guys have reached out to Jay at Play to help you certainly market and distribute the toys. How is that relationship going to work, and how did it come about?
Sure. Jay Play is our toy partner. They are what I would consider to be the toy company. We are the technology and app company, but we're also a property owner, and we're good partners. We talk on it. We're working together on a daily basis on launching this property. They've made some very significant investments in advertising and working capital, and we've made some very significant investments in technology and app development. So it's a very, very strong kind of working relationship where we go back and forth, and we continue to launch this property. It's a great creative relationship because they bring breadths of years of experience in the toy and retail business, and we bring years and years of experience in the interactive business. So it's a very good, close relationship. We're working on some other potential properties in the future that we're that are in kind of like, I would say they're in later stage development right now. And we hope to continue to build a strong relationship with Jay at Play and other toy companies in the coming years.
And over the next couple of months, sort of the near term, how does the horizon look for Cloud Pets?
Well, we really want to see how retail does. come in July. You know, that is a big moment for us to see. You know, we're in a position where we could ramp. We have a production line that can produce 100,000 units a week. We want to see how this holiday this early stage goes, and we'll see where it goes from there. But I mean, there's been, you know, we've talked about, you know, can we do more in a week than what we're doing? So there's a lot of potential there, but I think everybody's just kind of on a wait and see, and to see how everything comes together in the coming weeks.
And Mark, with the numbers that the company should expect on the popularity of this toy, how has Spiral Toys planned for the future or any future orders and, quite frankly, the popularity of this toy?
Yeah, I mean, we've got a forecast in place. I mean, I don't want to give that forecast out yet because I want to, you know, I'm still collecting metrics, but we have released that we've already, you know, we're already in the process of manufacturing well over 1 million units. So that's already been announced in the public markets, and I haven't announced any other unit forecasts as of yet. And it hasn't been because there isn't expectations that we're doing more. It's just that me as a conservative businessman wants to see the metrics lock in and make sure that I'm right on my estimates before I give those out to the public market. We do have two other products. One we're trying to get done for this year. That we feel very optimistic about also. And then we have one for next year, which we think will be bigger than both of them, just by looking at kind of the opportunity that we have in front of us there. I mean, the thing is it really comes down to how big of an opportunity you can make on the app side of the business. And we have a product for next year that actually makes a much bigger business on the app side than any other product that we've ever done before. So it's everything that we're doing, we're continuing to grow. I think, you know, just I personally would like to see us do 3 to 4 million units of Club Pets this year. That's what I would like to see. But we'll see what we'll know that very quickly. You know, on how the future looks. But again, those are just what I'd like to see. And you know, I'd like a unicorn also, but. You know, we kind of have to see our metrics come in the next few weeks to know, you know, is it going to be 1 million? Is it going to be 2 million? Is it going to be 4 million? We just don't know yet. I'm going to say it's somewhere between 2 to 4 million units this year.
Okay, great. Well, Cloud Pets certainly sounds like it is well on its way. So let's dive into some of your other products. And one that comes to mind is Vinyl. It is another Spiral Toys product. And after looking into it a little bit, it looks like this could be a real social media hit. Tell us a little bit about Vinyl.
Yeah, so Vinyl is a product that we're working on, you know, right now. Again, we're kind of getting ahead of the curve, waiting for the market to fall in behind us on this one. But we're also just recently brought Bluetooth Low Energy into that one also. So it is like putting a layer, a physical layer, on top of social media. If you really think about it, you know, I mean, if you look at your Facebook, you have 500 friends on Facebook, and there's probably 20 people that you actually care about. The rest of them are like acquaintances or actually people you would wish they weren't on your Facebook anymore. But you know, what we're focusing on is trying to go back to building a very tight knit group. A group that actually has to be special to be a part of. And we feel that the right way to do that is physically have something go back and forth between people. So we've developed a technology where there's stickers and we can light them up. We can store photos. We can store everything. We can make them linkable. We can do a whole bunch of different things. And this puts a physical layer on top of social media. It's not like we're going to go out and recreate Facebook, but what we do want to do is recreate the way people connect across different social platforms. And that's kind of the focus that we have, and then go out and monetize that. Instead of trying to just monetize solely on advertising revenue or other little things, we want to be able to monetize on the physical good. And we feel, I mean, so far, everybody we've shown this product to is excited and wants to get involved. But you need the market to come in behind you. And that's really What we're doing is we're investing behind it now, so when the market is there, we're ready to go. We've filed several IP. I lose count about how many different IP we filed around this concept. But we continue to develop it and continue to develop IP around it. And that really, it's I would call it more of a tween or even a sub-20s toy. You know, everything, toys are made to be fun. That's really what a toy is. Toys not just for a child. Toys are fun. So this is kind of a toy. It's kind of a social media, what I would call layer on top of it. I'm really excited about it because it really gamifies a space that is really difficult to monetize, and gamifying things are the best way to monetize it. So I think that is one of the most exciting platforms that I've ever been a part of, and we've got a great team working on it. So I'm excited to see kind of, you know, a lot more to come on that platform coming into Q4 and Q1 of 2016.
You bet. That certainly does seem like something to look forward to as well. So tell us, Mark, what does the near-term future look like for Spiral Toys? What can investors expect to see from, let's say, the company over the next 6 months to close out 2015 and then into 2016?
Sure. Well, the remainder of 2015, and I'm even going to go, you know, as of now, you're going to see the core fundamentals of the business come in place. It's not going to be, you know, what are we going to see down the road? I think what investors want to see is they want to see money coming in, and they want to see a core fundamental business forming underneath of it. And I think that investors are going to be very impressed on what they're going to see come into the business over the last three quarters of 2015. Now in 2016, we're going to not be, you know, let's say that we have one product this year. 2016 is going to be three products, including the continual tale of Cloud Pets. It's going to be in a very exciting year. And, you know, my perspective is, I tell this to people every time I talk to them, we took a very different approach to building our company. We merged our company into an OTC company, and we built our company and brought in investors a small group of investors to actually help us build what I would consider to be the venture side of this business. Now we're entering this kind of scale stage, being that the business is solidified and is showing that it's a good business and we're doing well in the business. So now we're in a scale stage. Now we're going to go from one to three or four. And so now we're in this second stage of like bringing investment capital in and growing our company. Going into 2016 is going to be the time where where we really want to scale our business. We want to start looking at mergers, acquisitions. We want to start looking at new opportunities, developing our brands to go further into different types of medium. And that's something that we want to do in 2016. And I feel where I would like to be in 2016 is I want to be in a position where we're uplisting this company onto NASDAQ, because to me, to be in that position of scale, to really grow the right type of company, we need to be at that type of position by 2016. So everything that we do between now and then is really to get to that point, and then to really build the company and start looking seriously, how do we become one of the premier app companies and technology companies in the industry today that's focused around the Internet of Things and connected technologies and entertainment, and be the leader in that space. So we have a very tight strategy. Every quarter counts. Every month counts. And, I feel like one of the cores to make sure that we're able to execute on that strategy is having the right investors in our company, the right guys that understand the strategy and believe in the direction we're going. And so far, most of the investors that we do have in the company are those people. So I'm very fortunate to have those types of investors in our company, and I want to continue to bring those types of investors into the company.
And Mark, with such an aggressive business plan moving forward, do you feel like Spiral Toys has the capital to make these plans come to fruition?
We do have the If I just stayed in the business today, and I didn't say, and I just like kind of just steady state, just continued to grow the business, and at a reasonable little growth variable, I could probably I'd probably be profitable and sustain profitability later this year. But that's not what we want to do. We want to take advantage. This is a high growth space. We want to be a market leader in this space. So we are looking at continually taking on some new investment here later this year to continue to grow the company and get to that next stage. So I do feel like the job is never done on bringing in the right amount of capital to be able to continue to grow the company. But if I was just to run Cloud Pets for the rest of the year and just collect that, I mean, revenues will be there, and the margins will be there to be able to sustain operations. But we want to grow and we want to scale. So we are in the process of looking at different opportunities to be able to continually fund the company. And to be frank, there's some key acquisitions of app-related content that we're acquiring right now. You know, the one thing about our business in the app space is because it's so difficult to acquire customers and because it's a very crowded marketplace, we've actually found a very, very, very good competitive advantage for ourselves within the toy and physical product business. And so we are looking at a lot of, you know, they're not small brands. I mean, they're large brand acquisitions, but they just can't get a grip into the market because it's so hard to acquire customers. They're not willing to spend $2 or $3 per customer to acquire a customer because the business model doesn't make sense for them. So they've developed some really premium content. They have some great apps that look great, play great, and have some great customer experiences, but they can't acquire customers. So we're looking at some of those plays and going, we have a very unique platform or model that if we take that content into us and bring it back out to the market with our platform, it could be a very large opportunity for us. And so there are a lot of different opportunities that we're evaluating and making sure that we can find the right way to scale and grow our company, but yet maintain a good profit margin and a good, we don't want to get crazy here. We just want to make sure that we're growing products that we have a high confidence that will be successful.
And Mark, there are so many exciting things going on at Spiral Toys. Can you talk to us about the management team that you've surrounded yourself with right there at the company?
Sure. I mean, we have a really great engineering team based in Vancouver. And, you know, this comes back to, when you have, you know, I've been in the game industry for 20, 25 years, and I've come across a lot of really key individuals that have not only been, you know, impactful in the industry, but have been impactful with me. So I've surrounded myself with a team of people that were really some of the best in class they had at Sony, at Disney, and other companies that throughout the industry that I was working at while I was at both those companies. So we've put together a very solid engineering team. And, you know, it's kind of interesting to do development in Vancouver because there's great tax credits. The Canadian dollar's at a good spot right now that you get good value for your money. And it's a very strong development community. So we've been focused around that community. Now on the Hong Kong side, we have a very good kind of subcontract group that we work with in Asia to help manage our factories that we're working with, manage some continual product development. We're doing some incubation in Hong Kong and different products that we're looking at. So we always have a kind of a full pipeline of forward-looking products. So we have a good team out there, and we have a great team here in LA. Good project management team, and we just started the growth of a very strong marketing team here. But that's kind of one of our areas of expansion that we're looking at for the second half of this year is starting to grow a marketing team around the different brands and products that we're bringing to market and to take a little bit more ownership of that because those brands will be key to the future of Spiral.
Okay, thanks, Mark. So in closing, if you could maybe wrap it all up with a nice bow, I guess, if you will, and tell us, what is your focus moving forward at Spiral Toys?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I think for investors, you have to look at these really high growth industries that are being forecast over the next 5 to 6 years. And this industry, which is, even though our name is Spiral Toys, we call it, our name is Spiral Toys because back at the time when I founded this company, I thought it was more of an interesting name of explain to everybody that we make fun. We make fun things. But really, we're focused on bringing entertainment experiences to all audiences. And especially leveraging mobile devices and the Internet of Things. And that really is our kind of our core competency, our core business. So if you take down and you break down where those industries and where those businesses will be by 2018 to 2020, the numbers are astounding. And I don't even want to say, here's this big circle, and we're going to take, if we just take a slice of this, look how big our business is going to be. It's not so much about the circle and how big the circle is. It's really about how do I get into that circle? How do I break in? Because, you know, everybody should know that when they look at, you know, how many investment decks have people seen where they see these big circles and, you know, this is our addressable market, so on and so on. It really comes down to how you can get into that circle, because most of those circles are owned by 3 to 5 people. What we've done is we've found a way and we've proven the way that we can break into that large circle. And I want to be one of those 3 to 5 guys in that circle. I don't want to be the guy that has a percent of a percent. And it's a $2 trillion industry. I want to be the guy that has a large part of a certain circle. So that's our focus as a business, is finding delivery methods to bring us in there and get us into that circle. And our model so far has proven that it does.
Awesome. That's good stuff, Mark. We thank you for spending some time with our listeners today. And this has been a great show and a great opportunity to listen to a little bit more about Spiral Toys. So we thank you. And that is Mark Myers. He is the CEO of Spiral Toys. Again, it trades on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol STOY. And with that said, we thank you for joining us for another CEO interview here at Stock Market Media Group.
This has been another Stock Market Media Group CEO interview. Keep listening as executives continue to tell their story and investors stay informed on the companies they own right here on StockMarketMediaGroup.com.